producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you around this great country. The Democrats with the town hall, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and then the plane explosion in Somalia as we go across the pond and check that out as well. We're going to zig and zag from a couple of other places too in between. And joining us right at the top of the show, Luke Vargas, from Talk Media News. He covers, of course, the United Nations. He's the bureau chief, again, for TMN. Luke, how are you?
I'm doing great, back from the Pacific, and sorry we couldn't connect. That was my fault while I was over there. Just got a little bit swamped, but great trip. And whenever the opportunity arises to talk South China Sea, you know who to call.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had a chance to talk to you about that right before you had gone and what was happening when you were over there. We talked with you in the beginning of what the week was. So it's kind of worth mentioning, you know, you were talking about what it was like with the people there and what it was like as far as, you know, covering really a huge event. Now, after you went through the whole week, what was that like? What were your impressions?
No, I'll say very briefly that I was pretty pleased with the timing, because the day I flew back, the United States Navy decided to do a close pass of one of the contested Chinese-occupied islands within the South China Sea. So a real sign that the United States sees this as an issue, a sort of a scab worth picking at for their long-term strategic purposes. You know, and my big takeaway is that there are two main ways that countries in that region are trying to deal with Chinese territorial aggression. In the Philippines, they're trying to be the darling of international law. They're suing China, basically in international courts of arbitration, trying to get somebody out there to invalidate the overreach that China is engaged in. And also seeking protection from the United States military. Whereas in Vietnam, they seem to be much more clear-eyed about this. They say, no one's going to come and help us. The best thing we can do, and it's quite a clever and compelling thing to think about, we need to sign not military alliances, but trade deals. You know, I talk to people, what is the, you know, most interesting part of the Vietnamese-American relationship right now? And they say, we're so grateful the United States negotiated the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because it gives us a way of, with one trade deal, you know, aligning ourselves with a lot of different important economies in the world. And we believe that in the 21st century, trade deals and business connections give us the kind of protection and guarantees that alliances used to, or at least used to promise. That if more countries rely on Vietnam as an export market, as an import market, then the more countries will prevent China from isolating us from global markets and encroaching on our territory. So two very different strategies, you know, one very much about power politics sort of in Vietnam. And I have to think, unfortunately, that's probably the one in this day and age that is probably a safer bet. And I wish, you know, international law were a little bit stronger and could offer more protections. But I do think money talks.
Yeah, what a way to sum that up. Meanwhile, the UN put what you'll call a pause on the Syrian peace talks today. There's been some buzz over that. What does that mean? Does that mean ultimately we're going to see this thing called off, or a cancellation, if you will?
I think so. I mean, they're emphasizing that this is not a permanent shutdown of these talks. They're going to pick them up, I think, on the 25th of February. But let's be realistic here. I mean, the approach that had been tried here, I think, was novel and is a departure from some of the past conferences that they've tried to do. If you'll remember, the big Geneva talks of 2014 and 2013, the goal was to get the Assad government and rebel representatives at the same table to turn on the television cameras to get them to talk directly to one another. And what it, you know, predictably turned into was a tremendous amount of grandstanding and nobody wanting to be seen publicly to be the one offering concessions. And so the hope by the UN was, hey, let's do this really slowly, you know, a few weeks before actually starting formal talks. Let's basically do one-on-ones with the envoy, basically have the government talk to the UN envoy. Then he goes, you know, next day and talks to the rebels, and they sort of communicate indirectly. And the hope was that, you know, having less ambitious goals than a national ceasefire and a new president and new elections and a new constitution was probably the way to go. Let's go town by town or city by city and try to break this into something that we can actually achieve. And despite the fact that there were some local ceasefires in recent months, none of that was amounted to any sort of confidence building. It didn't establish any trust when people got into the same city. And in fact, what we've seen over the last few weeks is really a very cynical strategy employed by the Assad government and the Russians, which is they've escalated, and to a degree we haven't seen in months, if not years, their aerial bombardment of cities like Homs and Aleppo, basically you know, just leveling big neighborhoods in these cities and forcing opposition groups to say, are you kidding? We can't talk when you're attacking us like that. And then the Assad government turns around and say, well, it looks like you're not committed to peace. You're threatening to back out because you want to keep fighting. And so, you know, that's where we are. The UN says these are on pause. And they're blaming the Assad government, but both sides lose when these are paused. And, you know, I just don't know when they're going to pick up again. It really is. It takes such a long time to reset the clock and to develop new strategies, diplomatic strategies for Syria, that I think, you know, we're pushing this a whole other year at least if these talks break down.
Wow. And we only have a couple of minutes left, but the sure. Zika virus is huge. Now we know that it's first sexually transmitted. I talked about that last night on the show. Wow, this is frightening what's happened.
It is. I don't want to blow this out of proportion because I do think the fact that the World Health Organization declared this a public health emergency of global concern, you know, it does elevate it technically into a category that has been occupied by the likes of Ebola. But this is just important to stress. It's not in many ways a disease that is anywhere similar. I mean, this is not the kind of outbreak that is going to cause people to be, you know, dropping dead in the middle of markets and, you know, writhing in pain on the floor. 80% of people show no symptoms. And the World Health Organization has been very careful to try and make this point, and though I think it's very difficult to make in the modern media landscape, that they're not declaring a health emergency over Zika itself. It's the microcephaly, the neurological complications that occur in newborns that are the concern here. And it's the link that they think exists between those developmental problems and the virus that merits the emergency. But, you know, you have 2 million people at least infected with Zika now, and you're not hearing about deaths, really. You're not hearing about people suffering tremendous trauma. There's this huge developmental issues that stem off of it, but it's a unique disease to confront in this modern era, and I do have to say that we learn that there are new ways of transmission illustrates a huge point, which is we know so little, and that's what I think is very scary.
Yeah, very, very scary. Luke Farkas, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, coming up on the flip side, what happened? Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, we're talking about it next.
Find it aggravating to wait for your slow flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult to remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow flow system with the power of Black Berkey purification elements. That's because because they're interchangeable with most slow flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We're working Americans. If you examine his agenda, it is not an agenda for working Americans.
I do have a litmus test. I have a bunch of litmus tests because I agree with you. The next president could get as many as 3 appointments. You know, one of the many reasons why we can't turn the White House over to the Republicans again is because of the Supreme Court.
Hillary, Bernie Sanders, Democratic Town Hall in New Hampshire. Of course, that is now the next stomping grounds as the road in the results season runs right through the middle of that state, the Granite State. Expected to go to Bernie Sanders, one interesting thing that Hillary Clinton said, besides emphasizing, as we all know, the importance of what happens with the next president, the fact that you're talking about 3 Supreme Court appointees, that is, she's absolutely right, that's huge. Does that scare you when you think of it? And, of course, depending on which way you lean, I'm sure it does. There is no doubt about it in this country. Politics is polarizing. They're really, you know, I always say, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, have an opinion, this show's for you, call. And you certainly have done that. But the funny thing is, the middle ground, there are a lot of independents, but the true middle ground seems to be disappearing. Because it is, you're on this team, you're on that team. And hearing the conversation about and remembering, oh yeah, this is pretty huge when you think about the court. A court which is supposed to be about the law and about the Constitution, but we know we're human beings and there is a lean. There is a lean once you put that robe on, or before you put the robe on, but once you get appointed a Supreme Court justice. I mean, some people think it shouldn't be even a lifetime appointment. So the next president is very significant in that sense. With everything else that we've been talking about, I think sometimes that gets lost in the conversation. By the way, let's jump to the latest poll on the Democratic, or the Republican side of things, rather. And the latest poll has Trump's lead shrinking. So what's happening there? This is something that was predicted by a lot of the Republican pundits, that you would see Donald would start to taper off. The love for Donald Trump would taper off a little bit. And in the latest, one of the latest polls, and of course there's many, many polls, but Trump has led in almost every national poll, but finished in second place to Cruz in Iowa on Monday, and had Senator Marco Rubio right at his heels. So, Real Clear Politics and their methodology and their way of doing the polls also has a drop, has a drop-off with Donald Trump. That it's significant. I mean, that's what they're calling it. They're saying it's significantly gone down. I mean, now, they didn't give a lot of details. The poll's going to be officially released on Thursday, so we'll, of course, talk about that in our next show. But they're giving us a little tease to say, yeah, you wait until you see when this comes out and see where Donald Trump is, because we've already seen a little bit of the erosion. Now, this is a poll, and this is the second state as far as the election is concerned. But it'll be interesting to watch that and see if there is some truth to that. And, you know, you had a Democratic president, Jimmy Carter, who said when he was asked about the Republicans, he said, "I'd choose Trump over Cruz, as he's completely malleable." He said that he would absolutely take Trump for the Republican presidential nomination over Cruz. He said that Trump would surprise some of you. Carter was in the White House, as we all know, from 77 to 81. He was taking some questions after he spoke to the British House of Lords in London, and there was a question about American politics. And he said exactly what I just mentioned, that he's malleable. I don't think he has any fixed positions that he'd go to the White House and fight for. He said, on the other hand, that's not the same thing with Ted Cruz. He has far-right policies he'd pursue if he became president. And then on the Democratic contest side, Carter referenced Bernie Sanders' strong showing, in Iowa, said it was remarkable. He had 85% of the young people's support, but said, "I don't know what the final result will be." He said that his own personal opinion is that it's very likely Hillary Clinton will still prevail in the Democratic Party. But I think that this election has gotten a lot more interesting for a lot of people based on what we saw in Iowa. I had dinner with some people who were, everyone at the table was a Republican, and there was one very, very liberal Democrat who said her son, who lived in New York, was absolutely a Bernie Sanders guy all along, and his friends were because they're millennials. But the it was interesting to hear the conversation among even the Republicans saying, you know, I wasn't so interested in this election because I was tired of everything I was hearing. And now after Iowa, now I'm paying attention. So if you are one of those people that has jumped on board and you're out from under the covers and you're saying, whoa, what's going on? The answer is there's a lot going on. The compass is all over the place. Where's north? Where's south? Where's the north and south? We don't know. We really don't. And hovering in the background is Congressman Daryl Issa, who said that the FBI director, James Comey has no choice but to recommend criminal charges against Hillary Clinton in the email scandal. Wow. You know, this is something that we've been talking about for a while. And can you imagine if the emails bring Hillary Clinton down? Can you imagine if that happens? But I've said this based on also what I know from the people I know in Washington. They've got to make sure that they have every piece of information that they possibly can use, because to bring down anybody in that position, they can't just go about it haphazardly. So ISA is saying, and he's putting pressure out there, that with this body of evidence, there really is no choice. That she made a choice to receive and transmit documents, retransmit them. They should have been classified when they came to her, and later been classified. And that's what the prosecution would be about, classified information. And the push is, in that position as Secretary of State, she should have known better. I mean, the State Department admitted last week for the first time that Clinton's private email server contained closely held government secrets, deciding that they wouldn't release 22 emails on seven trails out of national security concerns. So this FBI investigation should conclude pretty soon. And this is also a waiting game. The pendulum swings one way, then it swings the other way. There has to be a definite, more than trail, there has to be a definite cause, a way to specifically go after Hillary Clinton. Because this could also be an underling, but I don't see how they do that. And I don't see, I still don't see her coming down. I think the Clinton Foundation is the shakier part of this, even though it seems like, I mean, it seems pretty straightforward. If I am getting classified information, of course I shouldn't be able to just pump it back out on my phone, because I would have an email that would prevent that from happening, but she didn't have that. We know that. And I can see how that could easily happen, even erroneously, even not on purpose. Stay with us. We're shaking the trees next.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
To be all volunteer military has worked, and we should not do anything that undermines it, because it has provided a solid core of people who are willing to serve our country.
When I was a kid, I was a long-distance runner. I was not quite the marathon runner, but I was a cross-country runner. And I've had good endurance and good strength my whole life. So, if I am fortunate enough to win the general election and we do well, yes, I would like to run for re-election.
Wow, talking about running for re-election. It has gotten interesting. The questions have gotten interesting, too. I think for Hillary Clinton, as I watched, of course, I'm watching all of this, and so are you, watching the Republicans, watching the Democrats. And I think the interesting part was there were some curveballs really thrown the way of Hillary Clinton, where you had a guy that stepped up to the mic and was asking basically about the right to die. He said he had stage 4 colon cancer. And I think that was a difficult question for her to figure out how to tackle. And she was asked a couple of other things, too, also about whether or not, you know, she would go back to war, and then asked about the money that she took from Goldman Sachs for speaking. And she said, look, I didn't even know I was going to run for president for sure. And that was kind of a squirmy moment. I think after the Benghazi grilling, though, 11 hours of that, something is a little bit different about the way she can dodge some of the questions. And we definitely, or I definitely could see that when you're thrown a wicked curveball from somebody who either is standing before you, who is sadly riddled with cancer, and saying, what are we going to do? And this is the, you know, I've got stage 4 and I choose to live this way, and boy, oh boy, it that's putting you on the spot. And then there was a woman also in a wheelchair who asked about legalizing marijuana and saying, you know, drugs versus the cost of drugs and what marijuana could do. So there were a few moments, needless to say, like I mentioned, that were, I think, a little bit uncomfortable, where she had to dodge around, what am I saying, what's coming out, because anything that goes on the record, that would be talked about. She said, absolutely, I'm for legalizing marijuana, especially in cases when we're talking about medical marijuana, blah, 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 blah. So politically, with the spin that you put out there, she certainly knew how to do that. And in the meantime, while all of that is churning and burning around, I think a significant piece of government sidestepping is really happening in Flint, Michigan. You've got the EPA, you have the state in a war of words over who's zooming who, who's to blame as far as Flint is concerned. It got pretty heated at a House hearing where government agencies pretty much across the board were accused of ignoring what was going on in Flint. And you had Jason Chaffetz, the House Oversight Committee chair from Utah, say, this is a failing at every level. The public has a right to be outraged. Outrage doesn't even begin to cover it. And the whole idea of the hearing was to look at the crisis over the lead contaminated water. Passions were beyond overflowing. There was one Flint woman who said the EPA sat in silence while her son was getting lead poisoning. You had the acting water chief for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency saying that in Michigan they didn't listen to our federal warnings about the crisis, and they delayed for months about telling the public the health risks of lead-contaminated water. And then you had the director of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, I'm giving you all their long titles, screaming and arguing that all levels of government deserve blame and not just the people at the state level. It was really a state versus national fight. I mean, here's the thing. The city of Flint, for goodness sake, treating its water for corrosion causing elements after they had the lead levels, and they were discovered a year ago, it's ridiculous. Saying that, well, you know, we relied on technical compliance with the law instead of assuring safe drinking water. Oh, that was a mistake. That is baloney. Give me a break. You think they crunched the numbers on this? I mean, come on. Somebody has to take responsibility. The Michigan governor, Rick Snyder, was called before Congress to answer questions. And, you know, Elijah Cummings, the Democrat from Maryland, was like a dog with a bone. He wasn't letting up. He said our goal has to be to serve the interests of the kids and the families of Flint. I mean, look, they're under a horrible crisis. The drinking water is tainted. When the city switched knowingly, I mean, come on, from the Detroit system, they started drawing from the Flint River to save money. And the city was under state management then. So, of course, water wasn't properly treated to keep lead from pipes from leaching into the supply. And some of the kids' blood has tested positive for lead. I mean, that leads to lower IQ, behavioral problems, learning disabilities. And Snyder can apologize as much as he wants. And yes, they're in the $28 million phase of an emergency in Flint. But in the end, you don't know that the exposure, the damage that that's caused to the people who were drinking that water. And then you've got the people in Flint who are adding insult to injury to them. They're getting these water bills, these crazy water bills. Here, please pay hundreds of dollars for your lead-tainted water. So they just didn't follow the protocol. They didn't do the lead sampling in the houses. They didn't do any of that. I mean, that was avoidable. I think it was avoidable, and it shouldn't have happened. 855-266-5283. More reasons why you have to pay attention. But you, how much can you pay attention? That's why you can't rely on government to take care of you. Flint's a perfect example of that. It's very scary. Dan in Texas.
Had to put my headphones down.
No problem.
Okay. Now, I got a question for you. The situation in Flint, Michigan is going to be resolved only one way. They're going to have to replace every single home where the people occupy with new pipes. Take all of that out. And that's just not for this Flint, Michigan. We're going to have to do this for the entire continental United States.
Yep, you're right.
I suggest that whoever the new government is, and starting now with whoever's in charge in Washington, D.C., put forward a certain amount of money to start the replacement of the pipes for all of these houses in this entire country. This is going to be a long-term project. We cannot have just coating of the inside of the pipe, because lead is not something you get out of your system once it gets in. It's got to be done. You can use chelation treatment, but that doesn't work very well even with lead. I mean, it'll take out other things, but it won't get rid of it. So this is going to have to be done. And now I have a poem for you.
Oh, I can't wait. Let's hear it.
Okay. The man in the moon as he sails across the sky is a very remarkable skipper. But he made a mistake, so they say, when he tried to take a drink from the Milky Way. He put in a ladle, and carefully and slowly he filled it. But the big bear growled, and the little bear howled, and it scared him so bad that he spilled it.
I like it. There's even a moral in that story. That is clever. Absolutely. You're so good at reading those. You would be a great storyteller.
I am a great storyteller.
You are, but I mean going into schools and even reading.
I've done that before. I was a poet in Crescent City, California.
I believe
for
it.
Fern James and her entire first grade class, and I went and recited poetry that I have written.
Nice.
I even wrote a poem for them called The Lost Alligator, because they were studying alligators, and I still have it.
Aw, that's sweet. Dan, the softer side of Dan in Texas. You've got great pipes. He has great pipes for reading, the way he changes his voice. The tonality of that voice, folks. Just brilliant. Thanks, Dan. I can see him. I can see him reading to a circle of kids. There's no doubt about it. Absolutely. All right, we talked about a couple of things right here from the get-go. Obviously, talking about Flint, talking about Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, as they're in New Hampshire, and it was a town hall. Talked about this latest poll that's coming out on Thursday, the public policy polling, saying that Trump is really seeing his lead be corroded, which means what? In New Hampshire, a New Hampshire poll has Jeb second behind Donald Trump. So were we wrong to say that? How could Jeb stay in this? Is there still light at the end of the tunnel for Jeb Bush if he is that close to the top of the heap? More on the numbers as we come back with the final segment for this hour here on ATN.
Yeah. As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep.
I will not send American combat troops to Iraq or Syria. That is off the table. That would be a terrible mistake. We will continue to use special forces, and we have to because of the kinds of threats we face. You know, the network of terrorist organizations.
I think if you check my record, it will tell you that I received the awards, the highest award from the American Legion and the VFW for my work on veterans issues. So I'm proud of that.
Bernie Sanders, vets love him. Hillary Clinton talking about, I will not say we will not do what we have to do in a certain situation. So not a lot of drama for the Democrats at this town hall that was televised on CNN. I don't think that's necessarily a surprise. Part of what they talk about, you know, Sanders and Hillary Clinton, is it's not going to be negative campaigning, and especially Bernie Sanders, he said he's never done that, he refuses to do that, he won't do that, and he sticks to that theme. The real drama is with the Republicans as we make our way toward the checkered flag for this hour. Donald Trump said that Ted Cruz, a senator from Texas, stole the Iowa election. Stole the Iowa election. And that's, just a couple of days ago, saying that's, there should be a new election or the results should be nullified. And prior to Iowa, Donald Trump had 28.6%, Ted Cruz had 23.9%, Marco Rubio 16.9%, according to Real Clear Politics. That was the average. So there was a bit of a turnaround there, but there's no way those measures are going to happen. The chances of that happening are pretty much slim to none. And Trump referred to accusations from, Ben Carson that Cruz supporters falsely told caucusgoers that the retired neurosurgeon was suspending his campaign, as well as a controversial Cruz mailer that accused Iowans of a voting violation. Trump blasted out a whole bunch of tweets on Wednesday at the crack of dawn challenging the results that showed Cruz the winner. Trump said this. He said, based on the fraud committed by Senator Ted Cruz during the Iowa caucus, either a new election should take place or Cruz results should be nullified. Then he claimed later he cheated. Cruz fired back, saying yet another Trump tantrum. Cruz dismissed the insults and questioned his temperament. So it is interesting, because then you also have Bernie Sanders, the Vermont senator, questioning the final tallies that had Hillary Clinton the winner by a narrow margin, but not the way Ted Cruz was slapping, back and forth, or Trump was going after Cruz and then Cruz trying to come back after, Trump. On the Today Show, Trump said the Iowa caucus is so complicated, it's not 100% sure that, we didn't win. Interesting, isn't it? The show goes on. The circus moves on to New Hampshire. That's why the focus is in New Hampshire. In fact, what's interesting? Who benefits the most from what's happening in New Hampshire? I'll tell you who benefits the most is the people of New Hampshire. And a lot of the great people of New Hampshire, the Granite State, are listening to this show right now. And when I say benefits, the money that is pumped in to any of the, especially the top spots where we start off the caucusing and the primary voting, the first couple of states, I think, really benefit the most. But New Hampshire, the amount of money in political ads, would you be floored as you were cruising around going to find some late night window that just trying to get a cheeseburger for a couple of dollars? Would you be surprised to learn that there are about $100 million in political ads that are volleyed out there? Yeah, $100 million. That's a lot. What do you think that looks like spread across the floor? I don't know. I was just thinking of that for some reason. That's the estimates anyway. And that's from Kantar Media. They do an analysis. And also, others who have done the same thing come up with pretty much the same number. $2 million was spent in New Hampshire by this point in the 2012 race that came down to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. But it does show you how American politics is being transformed by the decision by the Supreme Court that kind of cleared this whole way for that kind of money to be volleyed back into the elections. So the real benefits are the people in that area, certainly the people running media in the bigger paper or radio or whoever it might be. So for New Hampshire, that's a serious coin when you're talking about $100 million. Wow. That's, and that's PAC money, and that's the deal. That's Democrats and Republicans. Of course, that's one of the things Bernie Sanders says, that he doesn't do that. But, the surge in ad spending comes from rising prices, too. And depending on the spot, super PACs might fork out as much as 7 times more than a candidate's official campaign committee, because the idea is coverage, coverage, coverage. So you're going to blanket it. You're going to look for every nook and cranny to get that message out there. And if the political ads are pointed enough, or if they're done well enough, they definitely have an effect on people who are voting, because they're hearing it, they're hearing it, they're hearing it. That's the whole idea. You're being hit in the head with it. So it's interesting to see where the money spreads. You know, they always say, follow the money. And I couldn't be truer. Follow the money. Definitely. So Iowa, there's some sour feelings and accusations about voter counts. But Iowa's in the rearview mirror for now. And New Hampshire, then on to the rest of the state. South Carolina's going to play heavily into what happens. And, you know, the breakdown as we get further along in the spring. Where we're going to be 3 months from now, that is what I want to see. I mean, what am I going to be talking about on this show? What am I going to say when I crack open this mic to all of you and talk about the polls or what I heard as I'm starting to get more political scoop from people who have covered Washington for a long time? Some of them we've had on the show. I'll tell you, some of the best conversations I have are off the mic because, of course, they're not going to go on record. But I think there's some real eyebrow raising going on around D.C. over where this election seems to be curving and whether or not the Republicans are going to change and something happens dramatically to affect the outcome. Or if Trump totally defies the odds and really is the last man standing and has to be dealt with. And is Hillary Clinton, I mean, this is it. Hillary Clinton doesn't get the nomination this time around. I don't see it happening again. Of course not. Look at her age and situation. That doesn't make any sense. And depending on who's elected, if they were to get a second term. Oh, no. So this is the final curtain. She's either the nominee or she's not. And that's it, I would think, for political office for Hillary Clinton. If she doesn't win the nomination, so eventually there's an end to this. Thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight. Flip me your thoughts. Send me an email. AmericaTonight.net.
Diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose tripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.